Say Magazine Studios in Bradenton, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we'll be stepping into something deeply moving and sonically powerful. We welcome back Lisa LaRue, a pioneering force in Indigenous rock, now joined by Juan R. Leon, together as Rematri Nation. They bring us The Red Dress. Today we're proud to help debut this important release, created with purpose, spirit, and truth. They'll be stepping into our spotlight together. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. Support for today's show comes from TwoBuffalo.MyAmsOil.com.
Motorists know AmSoil protects their engines. Did you know it protects much more? Your UTV, your boat's motor, even your firearms. All backed by the power of AmSoil synthetics. One brand, total protection. More info at TwoBuffalo.MyAmSoil.com. AmSoil protects what you love and supports this show. That's TwoBuffalo.MyAmSoil.com.
Let's get our journey started. We're going to take off from Kansas with music from Rematri Nation, featuring Lisa LaRue and Juan Leon. This is nothing new since 1492.
The daughters of the stolen, the mothers of the erased. We carry bones in our lullabies and sing in sovereign grace.
Yeah.
That's music from Rematri Nation. They'll be in our spotlight in about 25 minutes. Here's Speakers of Tomorrow from Brothers of Different Mothers.
Teach the organization.
Grupo Fantasma, Saturday Night in the Park. All right, here we go. Music now from Exit and Tom B. This is Color Nature Gone.
Song from our album Silent Warrior song. It has to do with ecology. A song called Color Nature Gone.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, that's music from Zoe, and that's Luna. I'm Larry Kay. We're celebrating 20 years on the radio. We got our start in Minneapolis, and now we're down here in Florida, moving around the country, continuing the circle. All right, here we go, 1915. I'm Larry Kay. We are indigenous in music. Let's get that straight. Indigenous in music. Yeah. That's music from 1915 from Argentina. We're going to take a short break. When we return, our guest, Rematri Nation, will be in the spotlight. We are the music makers, bringing the medicine that you need and makes you feel good. It all starts at indigenousandmusic.com.
Listen to Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay on Amazon Audible. No membership required. Enjoy seamless access to your favorite show featuring the best Indigenous artists, their music, and exclusive interviews. Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay is your ultimate source for the heartbeat of Indigenous music. Tune in now on Amazon Audible.
Do you love Indigenous and Music with Larry Kay? You can now show your love and take our support challenge. Visit us on our music page and you get to choose. You can become a member, become an ambassador, become a volunteer, or make a donation. Take the support challenge at indigenousandmusic.com. Thank you for taking the time to show your love.
We are the music makers, bringing the medicine that you need and makes you feel good. It all starts at indigenousandmusic.com. Welcome to our Indigenous and Music Spotlight interview. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we welcome back an extraordinary artist and visionary. Lisa LaRue is joining us once again, this time alongside multi-instrumentalist Juan R. Leon. Together, they form Rematri Nation, and today we're honored to debut their powerful new album, The Red Dress. Released on Red Dress Day, this project stands as both as a memorial and a call to action, honoring missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and two-spirited people. This is more than music. It's a voice that demands to be heard. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back into our spotlight Lisa LaRue and Juan Leon. How you doing?
Great.
Doing good. Doing good. Thank you very much.
Nice.
How are you?
I'm doing well. A little warm over here in Florida. What's the temperature like in your areas?
Cold. It is cold. Rainy and cold. Cold weather.
And you're in Kansas.
Man.
I am. It's in the 50s.
And Juan, you're over here in Florida. Your temperature is nice and warm.
Yeah, it was, let's see, it is currently 93 right now.
Wow.
But not very humid.
Okay.
Like, you know what, we know what's coming humidity-wise.
Well, I'm happy to have you back on, Lisa, and excited to hear about your new music. Why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about yourselves, and then we'll talk about the new album, The Red Dress. So, ladies, hit the stage first.
Yeah, so I'm Lisa LaRue, and I'm a former Sound of America Records artist. I was on the National Visions label, former NAMI nominee. I've done projects for Cherokee Nation, for the children, and I've also done a lot of progressive rock music that wasn't Native-focused, and I decided it was time to kind of get that focus back in the spotlight again, and that's where Rematri Nation was born.
Juan, you're next. Tell us about yourself.
Hi, I'm Juan Leon, and I was born in Sonora, Mexico, of Yaqui and Tarahumara descent. Mm-hmm. Three months old when my parents came back to the United States, and I grew up in Southern California, moved to South Carolina back in the early 90s, and then moved down here to Florida in the late 90s. I've been here ever since.
Sure.
And I've been playing music maybe since the late 70s, not professionally, but I started playing around with, my dad always had guitars around the house and stuff. And then I started playing drums in high school, and then somebody gave me a guitar, and eventually I got a bass guitar. And after that, I was like hooked on the bass and the lower registers and just the groove and the funk part of music, the thunder. Lisa calls me the thunder guy, so.
Lisa, tell us about your vision. This album is deeply connected to Red Dress Day and the MMIWG2S movement. Can you share what inspired you both to take on such an important and emotional project?
Yeah, this really is turned out to be serendipitous in many, many ways. But my very first album that Tom B had signed me with, Tom B signed me with SOAR, was Beloved Tribal Women. And it was an album that honored Native and Indigenous women of the past. And I've been thinking a lot about, you know, that was in the 90s. And that was, you know, I've been making music a long time and kind of come, like we just talked about, and Juan was talking about circles. And I have kind of come full circle at my age now, where I thought we need to start honoring the women, not just mm-hmm. of the past, but of now and of the future. And yes. I got to thinking about MMIW so much because I know missing women. And, you know, I thought this would be an excellent thing to kind of bring that into perspective as today, and people that are interested in, maybe not in history, but they want to do something now and for our future, our children, our children's yes. children. So I started working on this, and it changed. The whole time I was working on it, it kept changing, because I was going to do it like Beloved Tribal Women, where I picked women, famous or well-known women that have gone missing. And I'm like, no. There's nobody more special than anybody. If you're missing, you are special right there. You know, so it's all of the women and all of the Two-Spirit, all the girls, all of the men, everyone who has gone missing. And so it kept changing while I was working on it. Some of the songs I threw out because they just didn't fit what I was doing anymore. But the serendipitous part was, there's an Indigenous, a Hispanic Indigenous artist, visual artist here in town mm-hmm. that I know. He works nationwide. He's a very renowned artist, Luke Rocha. And the day that the album was released, it was announced officially Luke had gone missing.
Oh, no. No,
so just 3 days ago, this, on the day it was released. So now I'm like, you know, this, I'm also dedicating this to Luke, yes. you know, and oh, it was okay. that made it all the more powerful mm-hmm. to me, that it, and it made it so real, you know.
Sure. Juan, what's the best way to get a hold of you two?
You can get a hold of me through my website at, it's Juan R. Leon. GoDaddySites.com, and also you can visit the my Bandcamp page, Juan R. Leon, and you can also visit the Melodic Revolution Records website. I think we have a little bio page on the site.
All right,
and that's how you get a hold of me.
Bam, we'll send them all over there.
Yeah,
there you go. Thank you.
Also, go to LisaLaRueMusic.com mm-hmm. and links. True. All of that. There's a link for Juan. There's a link for Melodic Revolution. Mm-hmm. And also Wadulisi Records, which is the sub-label of Melodic Revolution. It's the Native American and Indigenous sub-label that we're now heading up at Melodic nice. Revolution, so that we can bring Native music to the world and not just our community.
Right on. Let's do it together. I'm there to help.
Yeah, awesome. We love you, Larry. Thank you.
Yeah.
Larry's awesome.
You're tuned in to Indigenous and Music with Larry Kay. And today we're featuring Lisa LaRue and Juan Leon. And we're happy to have them debut their album together with us right here on Indigenous and Music. You can read all about them and hear this interview again at indigenousandmusic.com. Lisa, Juan, it's been a pleasure to have you both on. Great music. You guys are doing good performance together. And congratulations to you both on your new album and today's album premiere.
Whatto.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, brother. We really appreciate your support. We appreciate your time. And Lisa, love you, sister. And hopefully we'll be bringing you awesome music for a very long time.
Yes. You both stay in touch with us, for sure.
We definitely
sure.
will.
Definitely.
We're going to play you a track from their new album. Here is Ceremony Beyond the Fence. That was Ceremony Beyond the Fence off the debut album, The Red Dress, from Rematrination. In case you're just tuning in, Lisa LaRue and Juan Leon were just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music.
What could that be? Oh. Untrue down, going nowhere, no place left at. Untrue down, going nowhere, time ain't on your side. Walls come down, ends up, drop down, know just what I find. Walls come down, ends up, drop down, no place left. Walls come down, ends up, drop down, know just what I find. Walls come down, ends up, drop down, no place left.
That's music from Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas from Detroit. Hey, Janelle Monáe right before that, babbling on. All right, here we go. Hermanos McKenzie. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Mientras se dentro manda,
Oh yeah. Hermanos McKenzie. I'm Larry Kay. If you ever want to get a hold of me, feel free to email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com and I'll email you back. Let's hook it up. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back. Support for Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay comes from tobuffalo.miamsoil.com.
Are you ready to take control of your future? AmSoil is looking for new dealers in your area. The Two Buffalo team has openings for you to be part of a trusted name in synthetic oil and lubrication. Own a business and support your community. Info at tobuffalo.miamsoil.com. That's tobuffalo.miamsoil.com, who supports this show.
Indigenous in Music is here for you, bringing you new and original music every week thanks to the financial support of listeners. Because of listeners like you, staying informed is as easy as accessing this stream. Thank you for making Indigenous in Music available around the world. You listen. Give any amount that works for you. Visit us at Indigenous in Music and click to take the support challenge. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs. It's time to head down to Brazil. Here's music now from Joe DeQuest. That's music from Joe DeQuest. Hope you're enjoying today's show. If you missed part of today's show, I want to invite you over to our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com. Stop over. You can hear our show and our interview with Lisa LaRue, Rematrination. Indigenousandmusic.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.